Hello again. We have Malcolm Byrne, Fianna Fáil TD for Wicklow Wexford here in studio, along with Jennifer Kavanagh, lecturer in law at the South East Technological University, and Christina Finn, political editor at The Journal. And also we've been joined by Sheena Cahill, public affairs consultant and commentator. And Thomas Gould is joining us from our Cork studio. We're going to have a look at the issue of turnout, Christina. 59.7%.
Yeah, it's pretty dismal, to be honest. It's hard to explain away why people did not turn out. People talking about the young vote not turning out, but having really strong views about being unhappy and emigration. We've touched on some of that this evening. I think there just needs to be some sort of, I know the Electoral Commission said they're going to look into this, and the register, to be honest, sounds like it's a mess. So it's hard to actually know and pinpoint exactly what has gone awry here. But I think it's a myriad of issues, to be honest. I've heard people say, you know, about getting two polling cards, the duplications. I know for myself and our household, it was the first time ever we got no polling cards ever. And we went down to the polling station and they said that was something that they had heard throughout the day, and a lot of older people were coming down thinking that they couldn't vote unless if they didn't have their polling card. So I do think there's a lot of reasons perhaps for a lower turnout, but maybe it is time to look at things like what Australia does and mandate people to vote. Is that the answer? I'm not sure, but I do think there needs to be a public conversation about why people aren't getting
well
out.
That latter suggestion, let's kick it off there, Jennifer Kavanagh. There was a slight shake of the head there. It depends, really, doesn't it? Australia has large party systems where people turn out for those parties. But if you look at a country like Belgium, which is a more fragmented party system, a high turnout where people maybe haven't been engaged until the last moment results in some fairly exotic voting patterns and can take a long time to form governments.
But remember, you will be fined if you don't vote in those countries. I would find it very unlikely that we would end up fining people for not voting, because of the way our system is. You have the choice to vote. You always have the absolute right not to vote. The one thing I would keep saying about turnout is, remember, the previous election was on a Saturday. And I think Saturdays do help an awful lot. Now, yeah, a lot of people are saying the youth vote, that maybe the Friday didn't necessarily help with them being in college. However, I would say it was more of an issue of them probably trying to get essays finished. We've a lot of issues with postal voting because our system is very tight on getting a postal vote. If you happen to have booked a holiday and on the date of the election, you can't rock up to the returning officer and say, by the way, I've had this flight booked since March, can I get a postal vote? We need to liberalise a lot of those issues. And as well as that, we have an ability whereby you can retain your right to vote for 18 months after leaving the country. But that necessitates hopping on a flight to get home to vote. And we know there's a lot of people have moved to Australia, has already been mentioned, different places. And we could give them a postal vote quite easily and allow that right to vote for about 5 years like other European countries. And we do need to get with the times on that stuff.
Sheena Cahill, I do remember I worked in a previous life for over a year with the National Youth Council, and they were part of campaigning on trying to get younger voting age and the weekend vote. And I was there in 2001 when there was a Tipperary South by-election, which I think was run on a Saturday. And there was a marginal increase of about 0.5%. And I remember issuing the press release welcoming the increase, but I mean, it was pretty marginal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually not strong in terms of the Saturday versus Friday voting, but I do think there has been some discussion, particularly I think by the likes of Adrian Kavanagh in Maynooth, looking at the differentials around Friday versus Saturday. I think you're right. I think a lot of young people actually are kind of facing into kind of the Christmas kind of exam season. Mm-hmm. And so we're really under pressure and all of that. I did the very scientific thing, Cullum, and I went to Instagram and asked people why they thought it was a low
very
turnout.
Good.
And there was lots of things, right?
So what's the margin of error here?
I can't give you Adrian Kavanagh levels of it, but like there was everything, you know, it ran the gamut of, you know, the weather being really crap and that was difficult for people. And I personally don't really accept that unless you're in the middle of Killybegs and you genuinely can't get out because horribly inclement weather. And I know that for some people, obviously, but in general, I wouldn't really, that wouldn't be something. And it didn't come up a huge amount. Some people talked about the short election period, actually, the fact that it was a three week lead in. I think, Christine, you mentioned, you know, if you'd booked a kind of a holiday, you know, and you probably booked it well in advance of a month out. But also, let's think about all of the women who were in labour that day, including Holly Cairns, who can't get out because of the lack of postal voting. So actually what came up, you know, through my very scientific polling was the system itself that is a big problem. It's the lack of looking. We really need to look at how we enfranchise people. And that looks at, for me, automatic voting, the opportunity to register at 18. That should be done automatically.
The issue affecting Killybegs were no doubt great participators, but maybe people have been out on trawlers as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Like people who can't physically be there, and yet the postal voting system is so impossible to really for so many people to be able to jump through hoops to get to. But the one key thing came up quite a lot, which was around the issue of the precarity of renting. A lot of younger people, and I'm talking about people in their 30s and 40s who are renting, a lot of them working and renting in Dublin, who still potentially have their vote down the country, finding it really, really difficult, you know, to vote outside of the capital or get out. And Adrian Kavanagh actually pointed this out a number of occasions years ago around the fact that higher voting levels is tied to people's housing situation. And actually, that like the fact that you might be moving about as a renter is actually a big problem with people getting
to vote. I want to go to because Art O'Leary from Commission Tauchan was speaking on Morning Ireland, and they did a bit of a survey on who doesn't vote and why they don't vote. We have a 30-second clip of it there. Let's hear from him.
42% of people in June said they didn't vote because they had no interest in politics, they didn't know who to vote for, or that they thought they felt their vote didn't matter. We can help with that. You know, the Electoral Commission and a long-term sustained education programme, information programme aimed at primary schools, secondary schools, universities, lifelong learning, groups who don't normally engage, like the travelling community, young people, the immigrant community, people with disabilities.
Okay, that's Art O'Leary speaking this morning. Thomas Gould, and I'll come to Malcolm Byrne on this as well. You go around the doorsteps, you're looking for a number one, you kind of you're marking up your electoral register as a definitely, a maybe, and a definite no. I mean, do you know when people aren't going to turn out?
You'd have a fair idea because they don't answer the door.
Right, okay.
What we found out, only 1 in 6 were answering the door while we were out. No, it was dark, it was cold, it was wet some nights. But just to give you a couple of figures, because I looked at the tally ahead of coming on to today, in my constituency in Trinity Presbyterian Hall, 16.3% voted. In North Presentation School, 29.5% voted. In St Mark's in the Glen, 29.75. Now, the thing about this, some of these areas are areas with high volume of people who rent. So what's happening is people are moving around, renters are moving around because it goes back to the point there about housing. If people are struggling for housing, they're struggling to get a roof over their head, and no disrespect, the vote is probably the last thing you're worried about when you're looking, crying out, trying to find somewhere. But when they do find somewhere, then they're not being registered. And then the other issue then out of this is areas, working class areas, are voting less. And then if you go into the more, let's say, middle class, upper middle class areas like Longtown, Little Island, Wargrass Hill, Riverstone, Dripsea, I have a big long list here.
Sure.
Of the 28 areas, 23 of them were over the national average.
I know,
where
but I mean, just
the working class areas, it was 36 out of 47 were below the working class average.
Well, I suppose going back, say, to the 2004 local elections when, you know, Sinn Féin made a real breakthrough, a lot of the areas in which they made breakthroughs were working class areas that they, you know, concentrated heavily on, particularly in the Dublin breakthroughs. They broke through in areas where, you know, residents rightly or wrongly complained that they believed that Fianna Fáil had left them behind, and that's where Sinn Féin picked up a lot of their gains. I mean, do you find it frustrating after putting in that level of a ground effort that there isn't the same return? And I mean, what efforts are made between elections to sign people up, get them to register and get them to come out?
We're always trying to register people, even outside of elections. But the one thing I would say, like, we had a good election. We have 39 TDs, the most we've ever had. Like, after looking at what happened during the local elections, people wrote us off. We had a really strong general election campaign. But the issue here is young voters, trying to get them to come out in the numbers we need, because we know more young people vote for us. But just one other thing. Children's allowance gets cut off when a child hits 18, right? Automatically. And if they go to third level, then they have to reapply for it. Why isn't that person then automatically registered? And that's the issue here. Where the government want to register people, they can. And the one other thing is, the electoral register is a shambles.
Okay, we'll come back to that as an issue, because I want to ask Malcolm Byrne about that, just in terms of when you're out on the canvas and you're assessing, you know, the areas where turnout is high, where turnout is low. I mean, do you get the sense from people as to why they're not turning out?
So first of all, I'd make the point that Fianna Fáil has certainly got as many young voters, and if we look at as well some of the younger candidates who've been elected, including first-time TDs like Albert Dolan and Ryan O'Mara,
so I'd agree with that,
who
Malcolm.
Very much speak and engage with the younger generation. And I think one of the challenges for our government, particularly on the housing side, is to respond to the needs of that generation. I do agree that the electoral register is a problem. And I think we've all experienced difficulties around the register. And I do agree also, by the way, on reforming the postal voting system. And I should say, my sister went into Labour just a couple of days before the vote, and she was able to apply for a postal vote. I don't know for whom she voted, but I hope I got that vote. But she and her partner gave birth to a beautiful baby boy.
You hope she didn't go into Labour twice, in other words.
No, well, yes. but so it is important that we do extend the postal vote. And there are lots of people that I know, and every candidate will know, who will definitely come, you know, would normally vote, but, you know, as Jennifer said, they've booked to go away on a holiday. There could be a wedding in another part of the country.
Right. You know, I mean, Jennifer, Christina, you can all come
and
in on this if you want.
It like, should be easy. Mm. It's not that it should necessarily
people will
be
exercising
easy.
A postal vote in a few weeks' time.
Yeah. One of the things you're saying there about students, I know if you sign up for, say, college accommodation in any college in England or Scotland or Wales, you will be automatically given a form to go on to the electoral register there.
Yeah.
And really, we should be looking at a system, because they are going to be redoing the register, that when students register for college, there is also a register for a long-term postal vote, because you're going to be away for college, and get it done then. Now, sharing the children's allowance info, though.
For people, though, and Christina, you know, the rental issue was mentioned as well. And Sheena, if you want to come in on this, if people are moving rental accommodation a lot, how do they access their postal vote? You know, is there a notification sent out to them? Is there a polling card sent out to them? Or do they have to go and collect a polling card? You would have to ensure...
Once you're on the register, and check the register.ie is very good, you don't need a polling card to vote so long as you're on...
But I mean, the postal vote for that, you know...
Forms are there on the Check the Register website. But the other thing as well...
Where do they find you to send you the postal vote? If you know what I mean.
So you then tell them where they will go to your registered address. Now, yes, there is an issue with registered address if you are between houses, though I do know that An Post can actually hold it for you, because they had a special system for homeless voters that they could do that. But the other thing is, if they can stop having 3 week elections, because if you are going to look for a postal vote, you are looking at 2 days to get your act together, even if it's going into the GP to try and get the form signed off by them, that for medical reasons you can't attend.
For candidates, sometimes shorter elections are often preferable, but I do think that you should be able to apply for a postal vote, you know, because it was a very short period this time to be able to get their act together.
I was even out on a lot of canvases, and the amount of people, I have to say, from across different constituencies I was in, that were saying that they either had holidays booked or whatever else, and they were really exercised that they were saying, I didn't know that the post of it, I'd never heard of it, I don't know that there was...
Because you can't rock up to the returning officer with your flight booking.
The grounds are very restrictive, because you can't if you're on holidays, but you can if you're away from
reasons
to work.
And there's no early voting either. But I think one of the things that I suppose we haven't really touched on is, and what I saw a lot of was from and I'm speaking broadly about young people, as anyone under 40 without ownership of a house, is a sense of apathy, a sense of disillusionment, a sense that it was nearly always guaranteed that, like, this the older crowd was going to vote for, you know, the two largest parties. And I think the mess actually that Sinn Féin made in the last number of weeks leading up to before the election got called was a big problem for younger voters, because the sense of, I suppose, an alternative government for a long time lay at the feet of Sinn Féin, in my opinion. And when
for a greater obvious level of collaboration with other parties to be there, is that what you mean?
Before Prophet mentioned it first.
Yeah, well, I'm not suggesting Sinn Féin would be considered as part of that kind of left alliance that Ivana Bacic was talking about. But what I am talking about is that I think that a lot of younger voters saw Sinn Féin as the alternative to a Fine Gael or Fianna Fáil led government. But then in the lead up to the general election being called, with the numerous issues that arose in the Sinn Féin parliamentary party and the issues that they had coming up to that situation.
Do you want to come in on that, Thomas Gould?
Really threw a lot of the confidence that people had in Sinn Féin and a lot of people didn't vote.
Thomas Gould in on that.
I would say is that we ended up at nearly 20%, 19.5%. We increased the number of TDs. Like, the issue here is that we're not getting, the amount of people are not coming out to vote because they're disillusioned with the government of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. And the perception there by some people is that they have everything tied up. Like, only 42 or 43% of people voted for them, and still they're looking at forming the next government.
But if people were so excited, Thomas, about the Sinn Féin government, do you not think the interest in Sinn Féin would that also have been higher?
But you must look at what we've accomplished. Like, in the local elections, we were at 11%. People were saying the Shinners are gone. And then we went away. And you know what we did? Mary Lou put her hand up and said, we got things wrong. We went back. We met the people on the ground. We started engaging with people. And you look at the policies that we brought out on housing, like the childcare policy that we advocated for 10 euros a day. All parties are advocating it. Our policy in relation to carers and removing the mean test, our housing policy, all the policies we ran out over the summer and into the autumn, now is coming standard for all the other political parties. So we've shown the way. But what we need to do is encourage more young people. And can I say this now? The working class here, I represent, it's a huge issue because they feel they're being left behind. And we see it not just in Cork, but in Dublin, the big cities. Working class areas feel that they're being left behind.
Okay,